This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoors Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Captain Benny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
Now, the reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. This Friday morning, I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, Allied Industrial Sales, and Texas Insider Fishing Report. All right, weather. 82 down on the island this morning in Galveston. There'll be some clouds this morning. They'll give way to generally sunny skies for the afternoon with a high of 87. Southeast winds will be 5 to 10 tonight. More of the same, mostly clear, low of 81, south-southeast 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, some clouds, they'll give way to sunny skies for the afternoon, so it'll be nice and hot, high of 87 with southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're on four of them. We're sitting on a low right now. It was 1.1 just after midnight. We have a high coming up at 5:34 a.m. It's a 1.5. Then a low at 12:21 p.m. an 0.2. And then a good incoming tonight at 8:03 p.m. It's a 1.9. 7:07 a.m. is sunrise. 7:18 p.m. sunset. And our moon phase, just behind that full moon, is 96%. All right, current conditions around the complex. Looks like kind of a south to southwest wind at the North Jetty at 8. San Luis Pass is 6 miles an hour out of the south. Eagle Point looks like 2 miles an hour out of the south. And up in the top end of the complex, Morgan's Point, it's north, or actually southwest at 3. And the old rollover site is southwest at 2. But they are calling for east-southeast winds today. Go figure. Yesterday's forecast called for northeast today, but we're not going to get any north in the wind, apparently. All right. So much for that. Let's run over to the Tri-Bay area and check in with a hammer this morning, Captain Glenn Hammond, see what he's up to. Glenn, good morning. What's up?
Hello. Good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much, buddy. It's pretty calm over here this morning.
Right.
5 miles an hour out of the south.
Oh, you're wrong, man. I'm showing 6 on mine.
Well, that's down
man,
at the
one pass, mile an hour is a lot, dude.
No, you know, it was like that yesterday and the day before, certain times of the day. Now, the wind picked up yesterday afternoon. Started
yeah,
blowing
we got a little
south.
Afternoon breeze for a change.
Mm-hmm, sure did. Let's see, on Tuesday, I went and had my first colonoscopy. I was 25 years late doing it.
You didn't go fishing. They went fishing on you. You should have went fishing.
Yeah. They said you're 25 years late having this done. But anyway, everything was good. Three small polyps that they took out, took off, and I'm going to go Thursday for the follow-up on it. But no, man, I had to have it done. You know what I mean? Just not knowing was bothering me, so... Got that all done, but our beachfront's looking good, man. All the way from here to from Surfside to San Luis Pass, you could probably get out there in it this morning and wade, especially with another light wind episode like we're having right now. The beach was absolutely gorgeous yesterday, and it was looking real, real good everywhere we went. I fished on Wednesday. I took a trip over to Lamarck where I have to go renew my captain's license. And that was the first time since August 23rd. Yesterday was the first time I had fished since August 23rd. I looked back in my book and I went, God darn, buddy. I knew things had been slow, but I didn't realize it had
been
that
slow. Yeah, it had
been kind of
slow in that Tri-Bay area. I hadn't got a good fishing report out of that place in ages.
Yeah, I didn't see. We were out yesterday and I didn't see a handful of boats out. I mean,
When I seen a couple. Tuesday, I saw two boats, and I covered 67 miles. Saw two fishing boats.
Lord have mercy. Did y'all do pretty good under that bright moon?
Yeah, we caught fish. Yeah, I mean, it's the same old thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
No big fish, but plenty of trout, you know, small juveniles to slots. Can't believe I'm saying we're catching slot trout now. That just blows my mind.
Yeah, that's right. Got that new little speckled trout.
You got to get them, man. You got a 5-inch window.
Yeah. We
don't keep anything anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
No,
unless but I did y'all cook some for supper? But
y'all had a pretty good day, huh?
Yeah, we did. We got bit a lot.
That's good.
Saw plastic, well, and everything. We caught was my first 8 to 12 feet of water. A lot of deep water fish. We caught a few shallow, but most of them were deep.
You know what? I was in 12 feet of water yesterday when we caught them.
Really?
I moved around. I was in 18 feet, didn't do anything. I went up to 8 feet, I didn't do anything, and went out to 12 feet, and we caught 4 trout in the red. So we ended up with a pretty decent box, but it wasn't easy. And these, I took this, a Gwinnett and Rick, and then they're just friends, and first time they had ever used live croaker. And it's just, you kind of got to get a feel for it, you know what I mean? And then here's what it was. I took 3 dozen croakers, a dozen of them I know we wasted on skipjacks, and these are horse mackerel, buddy.
The big ones. Yeah.
We were breaking lines off, and it was a mess. I mean, it was a mess. But they had a lot of fun because they didn't know what it was. You know, they call them poor boy's tarpon or poor man's tarpon or whatever because the way they jump. I told them, I said, you reel that fish into this boat hot. You bring it in hot. He can jump in this boat. And that guy almost had one in his lap. I'm telling you, that's the craziest fish. Can be on one side of the boat at one time, and the next thing you know, he's on the other side of the boat. They're the fastest. That's the fastest fish I think I've ever seen in my life. But they were in the way, so we called through them. There was a whole bunch of fish missed. I mean, like I said, it was their first time. They had to get a feel for it, and I had them hold their rod tip straight up in the air and take up the slack, and then when the fish knocked the heck out of it, just let him go, just start letting him pull that rod tip all the way down till it gets about to the water, and then rip his lips open. So they finally got it, started setting the hook on them and put some fish in the box, and these were all 18 to 20 inches, good solid fish. So they had a nice little box of a redfish with a perfect 21-inch slot. And if you're going to eat a redfish, that's a perfect size right there to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, we got them a nice box fixed up. But no, I didn't. I looked around the complex. I didn't see just a handful of boats. Nobody was running. And that wind stopped. And we had to get underneath the shade of the San Luis Pass Bridge to have some comfort because it was just miserable out there. I mean,
breath. It was Tuesday, man. We'd catch fish for a while and said, man, let's turn the air conditioner on. Let's make some loops. Let's look around.
Oh, you'd rather take a beating than fish in conditions like that. I'd rather have a 15-mile-an-hour wind with some kind of chop in the water than have it slick glass.
But you know what was so surprising to me is, you know, I didn't have any tide. It was dead slick, and the fish still bit. And nothing was deep. They were in deep water, but they were all, you know, suspended, and they wanted that bait up. If you let it go below 3 feet below the surface, you wouldn't get bit. It's pretty crazy.
Well, we were on the water at 6. Yeah, we were on the water at around 6:30, barely daylight. And there was no movement at the pass. Zero. Yeah. I mean, that was as calm as you'll catch San Luis Pass. And
I bet
so,
it's green to the beach, huh, with this weather. I bet that water's
beautiful down there. Yeah, I've already had a couple of friends call.
Y'all didn't run any bull reds at the pass fishing down there.
I was too.
This full moon and, spawning season. It's time.
Yeah, it was beautiful out there, and the fish just wasn't biting. And Captain Benke, I know I'm good with making up excuses why they didn't bite, but here's one. That moon was giant, and those fish do feed at night. You know what I mean? And then you might get the secondary bite.
I guess where I fish and the way I fish, full moons are always good to me. You know, you get a lot of fish movement up my way.
It shut them down a bit here.
You know?
I mean, I think that's what it was. They just didn't want to. They just didn't want to bite. I don't know what it was. And I went to several of my pretty good places, pretty good spots. But let's see. Anyway, we got back to the house and cleaned them up. And they had them a pretty nice bag of fish. And they were very happy because they learned something. And, you know, about the rigging that we used. And we're doing a kind of basic Carolina rig with an egg sinker and about a 2-foot
right.
leader. A kale hook, number three aught kale hook, and anyway, just get them learned.
That's what y'all call croaker hooks, the ones that
yes,
have
sir.
A bend in them.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And they work real good. Usually, always comes out real easy. Very seldom they get that hook down in the throat. Very seldom. We didn't have any of them hook like that. We didn't have any throwbacks. The four fish we caught were keepers, and they went in the box and. They were fine with it. They didn't, you know, two more fish, they would have had a two-man limit. And you'd think, oh, man, you only a six fish, you know, two-person limit is easy to get. You know, it just didn't work like that. Even though with the blue water around, clean water around us, conditions great, except for the tide. When it was zero tide when we got out there in the morning, and it took it a while. It took it probably till about, I guess about 9 o'clock, it started finally going out. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden, you couldn't hardly keep your bait down because the tide was running. You know, down there at that pass, it's either one way or the other, you know. So, no, it's either running or it ain't. And we had a good time. They're going to be coming back. They want to come back in October. You know, maybe things cool off a little bit. But and it all will get better. I haven't had any reports from the jetties. I know one thing, if you're coming down in this area and think you're going to buy live bait, you're wrong. I called every bait camp yesterday afternoon. Everybody had sold out during the day, and they're just not getting it. They're not getting it locally, and they're not even being able to get it anywhere else. You can't even come over to Galveston and get it. So I don't know what the deal is with the bait, but they sold out of croakers yesterday. They sold out of live shrimp. You can come down here and get you a handful of dead shrimp, but I don't believe there's any live bait in the area. There possibly could be, you know, there's bait camps off the beaten path that may have it, but not right here in Surfside Beach. And I called them all. I called at least five bait camps yesterday afternoon. I was going to take my nephew this morning. He had a day off. He works hard, and we were going to pull a day off, and we were going to go, and looks like I'm going to get to go back to bed and sleep this morning because we called it off. I called all those bait camps, and just I did what I could to get us some bait, and it just ain't working.
That's amazing.
He's not that mad at – I'm not that mad at the fish. He's not mad at them, so
yeah,
we're going to do it
my way. Shrimping kind of went south under that full moon. The only shrimp I saw – Tuesday were Meredith's eyeballs and whiskers, the ones, you know, birds are working over. It's got all garbage in them, gaff top and ladyfish, so.
Well, we didn't have any.
I think I hit three schools and drove by a bunch of others. It's not worth stopping.
Yeah, I seen some birds working out on the beachfront. I didn't go out there. I mean, I went out. Far as a bridge, and that's far as I went. I didn't go around to the beachfront. Maybe they did some good. Maybe I'll hear some other reports today. But anyway, like I said, just the only thing in our area is no live bait. So good luck
all
to
right,
you,
buddy.
Coming in the area.
All right, appreciate the report from down that way. If somebody wants to call you, Glenn, give them a number.
Yes, sir. 713-208-0683. Y'all have a great day, and I'll talk to you this weekend.
Will do her. All right, Hammer.
Yes.
See you, man. All right. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Belleville Meat Market, located right in downtown Belleville. They're a short drive from Sealy off I-10 or Hempstead off 290.
Go downtown, look for the big white sign, their processing facility and meat market are right there together. And they have a full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage. Homemade hamburger patties and hot dogs are available for all of your cookout needs. If you're looking to have a quarter or a half calf processed, that's available for pre-order also. And their wild game processing, it's open year-round. And if you have any remaining needs, you know, on exotics or any meats you've got in the freezer or wild pigs, they'll do it for you. Just ask for Brandon. He'll get you hooked up. The Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 419 here in the Bayou City. Now let's run up to Fayette County Reservoir and let's check in with our good friend Bob Green, see what he's up to. Good morning, Bob. How you doing, bud?
Well, good morning. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm great. It's all good. Yes, sir.
excuse me there. Still can't shake that little cough. I just keep it. I like it so much. Yeah, I tell you, got me crazy.
I had some of that a couple of weeks ago. I was doing a lot of yard work. I guess I just stirred something up, got into whatever, but I sweated it all out this week. All the impurities. It was hot.
Oh, boy! I think it was 96 yesterday. Or 94, you know, about time we think, hey, we got that little cool.
Yeah.
Shoot, and here it comes again. It just drives me crazy.
Well, and I tell you what, the 20th, man, I'm ready for hurricane season to be over and fall to kick in, brother. I never long for a fall like I have this year. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think everybody else is riding along there with you on that. You can tell when you drive into the boat ramp in the morning. Of course, I'm usually always early anyway, but when 2 hours later and there's still only maybe three boats on the water, maybe four, that tells you something. But
fishing pressure is light right now.
Yeah. Yesterday was just, I talked to a couple of guys that said, oh, they did pretty good. You know, I haven't put a early morning bite together yet. I mean, and as far as, you know, the little crankbaits that were working, it's just later in the morning. Of course, I know we're on the full moon was yesterday or day before. We had a full moon. Waters went from, after that little cool snap we had, water had got to the 85s, you know, 82 in some spots. And yesterday, about the coolest water I could find was 90, 94, 95. I mean, that was, you know, it up 10 degrees from what it was. So if you can't, it seemed like everything I'm fishing for is any 12 to 14 feet still. Mm. And even with that deep diving crankbait, if you can get some, you'll find a few of them suspended at that right zone. But other than that, I haven't relied on Carolina rig, drop shot, shaky head, stuff like that in 12 to 14 feet of water. So until we get that next little cool snap, and somebody said we have one maybe coming, but it's not much.
Yeah.
It's what, archery season, what, next weekend?
Yeah, bow season right around the corner, man.
Yeah, and first of all, I haven't seen one buck up here other than it seems like until I get across 290 and back over, you know, at the edge of Fayette County. So where I'm at, you got Fayette County, Lee County, Washington County, just to, and you do all that within about a mile.
Yeah.
But it seemed like Fayette County always had the little ones earlier than we do in Washington County. I don't know what the deal is on that, but it seems like that every year that we start seeing them the does drop them twins over as soon as you get across that 290 back that way. So I don't know what the deal is. I just don't. I'm baffled.
Don't ask me. I'm used to watching the South Texas rut. It goes on just about all hunting season. You know, you get these little sporadic ruts at different times. And, man, all the, you know, when you go down there and start hunting the following year, you got you still got some, you know, yearlings with spots on them. And then the other ones are, you know, they're still nursing. But it's a weird deer. I wish they'd open the season later in South Texas and extend it into February. Boy, you see some monster bucks killed in that last stage of the rut. Man, we see some big ones after the season's over. Goodness.
You say, oh, maybe I'll see him next year after that.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, the LCRA must be figuring on it. Staying hot or something, because they've been pumping water big time, and I know there can't be that much, you know, water in the Colorado. I mean, it's been pretty dry everywhere, and I don't know, but actually the boat's sitting top of the boat's up above the dock. I mean, it's I got ready to shove it up there on the dock, and she front end went all the way up on the grass. I hadn't done that in a while,
right?
So, makes it easier for everybody to load up. And I mean, it's just, and the water's pretty. I mean, it's green. Well, it's stained, of course, like it always is, but it's a pretty color.
You know, it's dark clarity. I like that kind of water.
And I did a lot of looking around, and I'm seeing more bait, you know, that's not, you know, not in that, just that one zone, although that seems to be where you're, you know, your baits that got that big spoon on it that gets down there around 10 to 12.
Right.
But I'm seeing more just, there was a couple spots yesterday where the bait was good, nearly solid from, say 10 down to 14, just big pods of it. And I haven't seen that much shallow, especially since that water got so hot again. But I mean, if you're lucky enough to get on a little hump or a drop off or an old pond dam or something like that, and you may sit there and catch several fish off that one spot. And people are fishing brush piles and things like that. Of course, you know, brush piles can't really hide from you anymore with the electronics you got, with side scans and everything else and live view. And I guess it makes it a little easier. Of course, I don't have live view or anything like that, and just have to rely on the old stuff. But you know, this is not like a Sam Rayburn lake where you know, a million acres of it.
Yeah, that's.
It's still.
Randy Dierman's report yesterday morning pretty much. Ditto of what you're saying. You know, he's starting out shallow real early, you know, right at daylight.
Yeah.
And he's backing off pretty quick. I mean, he's having to move out 12, 15 foot, 16 foot, and Carolina rigs and Texas rigs.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And color was Red Bug yesterday and what
Red
day
bug.
Before.
I hadn't heard that in a while. Red Bug.
Red Bug.
What was the one Billy Mills used to like on Conroe? June Bug. He was into that June Bug.
Yeah. I've got about a box of them around here somewhere where I accidentally hit the wrong button when he ordered. So I need to find them and try something different too. Maybe they want just a little change in color. I've heard everything from plum to green to, you know, whatever. Never used any bubble gum before, but yeah, that I've heard those reports. Oh, bubble gum worm, you know.
Yeah, that bubblegum looking pink is what we use a lot in the winter and early spring here.
Mm-hmm.
These those trout like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think if we don't get this little, probably what's going to happen is we'll get another little cool front just in time to get them actually on that top water bite. And believe me, I've kept my little top water baits handy, and I'll throw out there for a few times, but I haven't had any big blow-ups on it. And, of course, the buzz bait, I like that one because, well, when you get a blow-up on it, it's usually pretty massive or strong. But what'll probably happen is we'll get that little front, and it'll perk them up a little bit, and then it'll get colder, of course. I'm saying that now, and I probably wish I hadn't have said it, because then I'd be griping about having to put a heavy jacket on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to gripe about the cold.
I'm not
going to
mind it. I mean, if it's that cold, I just won't go fishing. But it's hard to get fired up and go every day in this when it's hot like this, especially when it's just putrid calm. I mean, no breeze at all.
No, there was
just a tiny breeze came up. You could barely see a little wind ripple on the water. It was so slick. It was just like a sheet of ice out there, and it felt like air conditioning. That little tiny breeze hitting you.
We thought
it was hot out there till we got to the boat ramp.
Yeah,
it was real hot on land.
Especially one of them asphalt boat or draft deals. You get out of the boat, and it's just stifling. It was foggy yesterday morning. There was several areas here. It seemed that I went across 290. I hit
like
a wall of fog. Yeah, I mean it was just, and it was still. It eased up a little bit as we got toward the lake, and then. You need the lights on. You need lights on in the dark anyway, but still, even when it's foggy.
Yeah.
Well, you're supposed
to have. You didn't
need
many lights for that moon as bright as it was this week. Golly.
Oh, God. That thing was, I didn't know they were supposed to be a slight, what do you call it?
Eclipse.
Eclipse of it.
Yeah.
And the harvest moon, I guess they were calling it.
Only eclipse I saw was the back of my eyelids.
Back of your eyelids.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right though. That sucker was something else. But now yesterday morning, you couldn't see much of it. That's how thick the fog was.
I'll be darned.
So, it was, you know, usually it's not too bad. Sometimes it just depends. You know, you may drive through it a few times. Say, oh man, this is gonna be tough. And then you get to the lake, you can see all the way across to the plant. You know.
Yeah. That water temperature changes something.
Yeah. Well, it was definitely pretty thick, but it didn't settle down on us as the morning came on. It just kind of stayed. You know, it kept kind of clearing. So. It was okay, but gosh,
yeah,
I'm ready
for a cold front so you can see the water steaming and that cool air.
Yeah, that would be okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting on it, buddy.
But I haven't seen any forecast yet. Have you?
No, we're kind of in a doldrum pattern right now.
We just have to.
They're talking tropic stuff, you know, into next week, you know, down in the northwestern Caribbean. Or Caribbean, however you want to pronounce it. I call it Caribbean, but it's going to move up into the Gulf, and it's anybody's guess whether it depends on the steering currents, whether it goes west or north or northeast. They don't know yet. That's 10 days away, so we'll see.
Maybe keep stuff above us. It keeps that pushed away from us.
Yeah.
So nobody's ready for another run on that no electricity for 2-3 weeks.
We're in the height of the season right now, so it's something we'll have to contend with. All right, Bob. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get with you and come up to Fayette and fish it out and do it up, how they get a hold of you, man? Give them some info.
281-460-9200 or FayetteCountyBassFishing.com. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll holler at you next week.
You do the same, Bob. Good talking to you, buddy. You take care.
Take care.
Later. All right, that's Bob Green up on Fayette County. Folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, alligator hunts, or top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters, bring your friends, your family, and clients and enjoy five-star lodging, skeet shooting, sporting clays, and a fully stocked bass pond. And Rusty Hook Lodge can accommodate large groups for team building, weddings, family reunions. So why wait? Experience the best at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today. Go to RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And please tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 437 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Matagorda Way now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, what's up, bud?
Man, what's up, Mickey?
Not a lot.
Not much.
Nope.
A little foggy out today for some reason.
You got a little ground fog down your way?
Yeah, a little ground fog. That's what it looks like. You know, there was a day, I don't know, all the days run together, but there was one day, you know, four or five days ago that we were there at the harbor, and it was just fine. It was clear. And then all of a sudden, the whole harbor, the fog just rolled in, and, I mean, you couldn't see across the harbor. It was just thick. Couldn't even see across to the boats. And it only lasted, it was like by maybe 20, 30 minutes, and then it was gone again.
It was weird. Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird. But we've had a, can't complain, knock on wood, had a great, great week. I mean, it's been a good week in Matagorda.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear that.
Yep, definitely can't complain right now. It's been, you know, it's staying calm, which is always our main thing. Usually, typically, if it stays calm, more often than not, you're going to have a good day. But
yeah, you're getting that good stretch, you know, consistent.
Yeah,
you're
getting right,
you know, controlled consistent weather.
Right. And the good thing is, too, I mean, everybody's catching them in all different ways. So that's what's good. You know, it's not like it's just, they're not just one spot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in the past there for a while, it was kind of worried you because it seemed like they were all in one spot. But man, now you can catch them in several different spots. There's people catching them wading, drifting, and I mean, even the redfish guys, they started catching them a little bit again. You know, they're catching reds. I haven't caught a lot of reds. I'm catching one or two a trip, mm-hmm, mixed in with the trout. But I know the guys that are redfishing, those guys are, you know, they're catching their reds again. They're doing pretty good, I think. So, and I'm getting to where I'm catching one or two a trip, just, you know, mixed in, farting around with them.
Yeah, most of our reds are, they're on heavy structure, you know, like levee rocks and, you know, down those ledges and drop offs like that, fairly shallow, you know, 3 feet of water or less. And I didn't find any open water schools the other day. I've made a lot of loops looking for them. You know how you'll find them out there in the middle,
yeah,
schooled up, but I didn't. Had no luck on that.
Yeah.
But that's good to hear down there. You know, populations of fish are picking up. That's good to hear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've had the weather. You know, that's the other big deal. We've had the weather. You know, when you get good weather consistently for a while, I think that also spreads, you know, they can move around, they spread out a little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, and plus, you as a fisherman, you can do just about anything you want, too. You can fish anywhere you want to when it's like that.
Right. And I mean, I know it's good everywhere because, you know, I'll be drifting on one end of the bay and like the other day, I'm drifting on one end of the bay, and I talked to Charlie. He's on the other end of the bay waiting, and we both smoked them, you know. So
doing the same thing, yeah.
We're on the opposite ends of the bay, so
right.
We both caught them, so I know. You know, there's definitely fish all over the place. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, little bits of everything. I even caught a triple tail a couple of days ago.
I saw that picture. Yeah. That.
Yeah. I mean, just sitting there fishing and catching trout. Look over there. What is that? Shoot, it's a little triple tail. So went to messing with him till we caught it. Just wasn't big, you know, wasn't a keeper.
But, is there a size limit on triple tail?
Yeah, 17 inches.
Minimum 17?
Yeah, minimum 17. This one was like 14 and a half.
Got you.
He was a little short on one end. But he's fun. He was cool. And that, you know, that's not the first one. There's, for some reason, I don't know if they came in with a storm or what, but there's been several sightings of triple tail and a couple people catching them, you know, this in the last couple of months in East Bay. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been definitely more seen and more caught in East Bay this year than I've ever seen before.
Right.
Especially on the East End. I've heard a couple stories of people seeing them on the far East End. So maybe that storm brought some in. I'm not sure. But catching them on
not
a variety
out of the woods
of
yet.
No, I know.
Hunker down, we may get another one.
I heard there's one out there lurking or coming.
Yeah, there's some build up down there. It's not turned into anything yet, but it's definitely got the makings for it.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Come on, cold front.
Yeah, if we can make it a couple more weeks, 3 more weeks, we might be all right. I don't know. I'm not very smart on that junk either, but yeah, hopefully. Usually once you get, you know, mid-October, it seems like you kind of get lucky. And it's,
yeah, we need one because everybody on the weather channels are getting kind of bored, man. They're getting antsy.
Yeah.
They need
some.
Get out there where they can go stand out in the weather with a microphone.
And we're also catching them on a variety of things. It's not just
right
one thing, one color either. That always makes me want, you know, think that there's a lot of fish or a lot of different things going on. I mean, I have caught them on almost every color that we use. You know, I've caught them on all the standard colors this week. I've caught them on topwaters. I've actually caught a bunch of topwaters this week. Mirlers. You know,
I know some guys that are catching a lot of trout on spinner baits right now while they're fishing for reds. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't doubt that. I actually had a guy, it was Marv. I had Marv Coon on Wednesday, and he threw a spinner bait, but he didn't catch anything on it. But he chunked it a little bit.
Right. Well,
but didn't catch anything on it. But I will tell you what he did after that. He chunked it for a little bit, didn't catch anything. And then I caught like three or four, you know, and he was throwing that spinner bait. He said, I'm changing. So he changes over, and he puts on an old school Kelly Wiggler shrimp tail.
Just right. Still works.
I mean, straight shrimp tail. And he chunks that out there, and maybe his second or third cast, he said, oh, there's one, and he sets the hook. And right when he sets the hook, I mean, he was in close. He was up to the boat. We still don't know what happened, but he was close to the boat. He set the hook, and it was a big one. It come out, you know, and had that, like, tarpon head shake where they don't even come all out of the water.
Right.
Kind of deal. And I said, I don't even remember what I said. I said, that's a big one. And about that time, Marv's line broke.
Oh.
And he don't ever have a line broke. I mean, he was bad. I mean, I've fished him a bunch. I've never seen his line break, but he's usually pretty good with all his equipment. You know, he keeps good stuff. But something happened, and that line broke, and we lost that fish. And it was, I mean, we had just caught one that was 24 inches, and this was way bigger than that.
You know, this time of year, we used to, August and September, man, that was a really good month for shrimp tails and catching big trout on them.
Yeah.
Those big trout love those shrimp tails, man.
Yeah.
What color, and that was the only what one color was he throwing? Strawberry with a white tail?
No. So that's what he ended up putting on, because that was the only color. The one he broke off, he didn't have another one. But it was that old school, it was like cream, like a cream color with little red flakes in it.
Yeah.
Like an off-white, almost bone-looking,
uh-huh.
with red flakes and a chartreuse tail.
There you go. There you go.
And that was the only one he had of it.
I'll tell you, but another one that was good this time of year back in the day was that smoke with a chartreuse tail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to like smoke.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
One of the biggest trout I ever had on my life was on that color right there on a shrimp tail.
I used to throw the smoke with chartreuse tail and smoke with a white tail.
Sure.
But this was that. If you saw it, you know what I'm talking about. It's kind of a creamy bone with a red flake.
Yeah, I've got some. Tail. I know what you're talking about exactly.
Yeah, and it was a. I mean, I don't know. It was a minimum a 6 pound trout. I'm gonna give it. It was anywhere from 6 to 8, but it somehow it broke his line. I don't know, but.
Oh well, all right, Tommy. I got to bail out of here and head to South Padre. If somebody wants to give you a call, man, give them some info how they can get hooked up with you and come fishing.
All right, on Facebook, I'm under Tommy Alexander. On my phone, give me a call. If I don't answer, text me or leave a message at 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy. Hey, good talking to you. Have a good weekend. Catch him up, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Tommy.
Later.
All right, buddy. All right, now let's go down to South Padre and check in with our good friend, Captain Brian Barrera. Hey, Brian, how you doing this morning, buddy?
Hey, sir, how you doing today?
Oh, it's all good.
All right. Yeah, I'm just getting up, moving around, getting ready for another day on the water.
There you go.
Yep, we finally had a
living
pretty
a dream.
Decent week of weather. Right?
Finally. Boy, y'all got a lot of rain lately.
You've had tons of rain. It really hurt the fishing for a while. Everything was kind of brackish and chocolatey. My tarpon fishing has been really, really tough because of all that, you know. Fresh water, kind of murkying it up. I just didn't see much bait and didn't see many tarpon for a little bit. I just started seeing some with this full moon, you know, and we started catching a little bit, but it's been very difficult for about, you know, a week.
Right.
But it's trending upwards, so we're excited about that. And, you know, we're still catching some redfish and, you know, stuff like that. Right after the rain, it was still too rough to go tarpon fishing. So we went and did some other stuff. We threw some topwaters around, caught some medium-sized trout, nothing crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Went snook fishing, did some snook, caught quite a few snook. We've been catching quite a bit of snook because, you know, when that rain and stuff happens, that's one thing that they actually like, but too much rain will kind of mess it up. So, you know, you get the first couple of days after that rain in the areas where I like to snook fish, and then within 2 days or so, it ends up, like, with so much rain, it was like a raging river some of these places where, you know, fresh water dumps into other areas and whatnot.
Right.
They'll usually stack up there, and they like the current and stuff, but this was like raging river current almost, you know, so it's just too much
to my
for
world,
them,
brother.
Yeah,
you
it's like
some raging river stuff. You need to come up here for a while. It'll drive you to drinking.
It's funny, but
hey, I saw that little short video you had. You were releasing a snook over the side of the boat, and your hands around the base of the tail, and it wouldn't even fit around there. That thing was as big as a quart jug. That was a good snook there. I said, man.
Yeah, that one was about 36 and a half inches.
Yeah, there you go. Boy,
and that was on a top water.
All the way to the tail.
Yeah, that was a thick one. You can tell on them snook when they got that thick tail like that.
Oh, man.
When they got that big hump on their back, you know, that was just a beautiful fish. And we got so lucky to land it with 30-pound leader.
Right.
Hooked it perfectly, not a single fray on the leader. One of those ones, you know, where you shouldn't have landed unless you hook it perfect. And it was hooked perfectly where, you know, that top water was sticking out of his mouth and didn't get touched by the by the mouth at all. So,
yeah,
got that one to the boat, and I was like one of the guys. That was like the guy's third snook ever. I was like, oh, cool. It took me like 10 years to catch one that was 36 inches. You know, but that's why we're fishing guides and we put in the work so the clients don't have to fish 10 years to get the 36 incher. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. If I wouldn't put in 10 years,
so you don't have to
not have a boat. And if it, if I want to go fishing, book a guide.
Oh yeah. So we'll see what happens. You know, like I've been talking about, things are getting better for us, and there's not much rain. Saturday looks a little bit bouncy, but nothing too crazy. It's been pretty flat, you know. So weather's good. We're hanging out. We're doing our thing.
Yeah, it's been extremely flat up here. Too flat, really.
Yeah,
it makes it
yeah,
so
my
hot.
Bay friends aren't too happy about it, you know. But yeah. The good thing is that with it being so calm, everybody starts to worry about red tide and stuff this time of year. But
right.
We got these full moon bull tides right now are just pushing water in and pulling water out. Like, it's ridiculous high and ridiculous low with this full moon right now. So at least we're getting really good tidal movement flowing in awesome. And out, which is what we needed after that rain to get the bay nice and green and clear and pretty again.
Yeah, that's
you
what
know.
We pray for up here after we get those big influxes of fresh water is, you know, getting good tide influx, you know, some good bull tides coming in and mixing that water up.
Yeah, and it hadn't been much, but we got lucky that right after that rain, the next week was a big moon, so we got some big moon tides happening for us and stuff.
Well, that's good that you're still getting, you know, got a decent topwater bite.
Oh, yeah, and our topwater bite for the snook, and my favorite topwater time is really just getting started, you know, mid-September for all the way through the end of October. Remember how we used to talk about, which we will be talking about next month, is, you know, the transition months where it's not really hot, but it's not really cold, so then fish get really active up on the surface and stuff, and
yeah,
that's when
buddy.
That's when I do a lot of really good topwater fishing in the ship channel for the big mangroves, the snook. Big snook,
yeah,
you know.
That's fun, man. Mm-hmm. Blaine's still talking about coming down there with you. He said that was so cool. He said if he
yeah,
lived down there, he'd never
even
leave that area. He'd just fish himself to death up there.
Yeah, right. That's the thing about it is if I don't get bad weather, I will fish myself to death, you know. And I've
right.
And Mother Nature, I've always joked that Mother Nature's got this crazy thing. She likes to. It'll be rough weather all the time, and then it'll be a tough week of fishing. And the day before my day off, the weather will be perfect, and the fishing will go off. So that way, I sacrifice my day off and go fishing on
right.
my day off with my. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm so pumped, and I don't want to miss out on a good day.
That's
I'll
it.
I'll sacrifice my day off because that's when the weather was great and the bite was on.
I'm with you. Been there and done that. It's I long for those days.
Yep, yep, and we're looking forward to it. Hopefully we can get you guys down and get Blaine and them back down again. I've been talking to Plog a little bit here and there. He said that those guys are having a good time and stuff too, so made a new friend. Everything's all cool with him. I guess they've been catching some good fish too. But, yep, we're getting it done. We're seeing what happens. We can't fish too much. You know, I haven't been able to do everything, but. We're getting out there. I had Skip and Rick Crosby, you know, Skip caught himself a very big tarpon, yesterday.
Oh, he did. He got a good one yesterday.
Yep. Yep. I'll send you a picture of it. I went out with, we took Rick out yesterday and there was just tarpon everywhere underneath us rolling, but they just wouldn't want to eat. We got full mooned by them, you know, we caught bull reds and sharks, but the tarpon just, didn't want to play yesterday. It sucks, but that's the game we play, you know?
It is. That's fishing, brother. All right, man. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and hook up with you, Brian, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, man.
Sure. A direct call, probably the quickest and fastest way, area code 956-755-9413. Or you could check out the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com. I've got a lot of openings coming up for the winter fishing, wade fishing for trout and stuff like that. A couple of days in December, but I start to really open up January, February, March when I really like to chase those giant trout. And the snook fishing is at its best too. So feel free to give me a call and get something on the books.
All right, buddy. Brian, always a pleasure. Catch him up, man.
I appreciate the time, sir. Thank you.
See you, buddy. All right. All right, it's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre. Time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.